and also a stop action on frame keyframe 1 of the actions layer. Oops. Okay. Stop action. All right. Now we have our our actions layer all set. The labels layer, we're going to start on keyframe 2 here and press F6, and we're going to put the word over down in the frame label there. And then also on 11, we're going to press F6, and we're going to put out on this frame label down here, type out, and then extend it out by pressing F5, and you'll see that it says over and out, and it looks like they're a little uneven, so I'm going to drag over or out back one, and then the stop action back one. And so the text layer, we can just extend all the way out, because I'm not going to animate that. You can animate it if you want. Make it a movie clip, animate it along with this movie clip base we made here. So we're going to hit, after we get our text extended all the way through the animation, we're going to hit keyframe or frame 2 of the base layer and press F6. And then we're going to hit the one that corresponds to the stop action and press F6. And we're going to right click the center and press create motion tween in that list. Now we have a motion tween there. So now we're going to go to that frame. It looks like frame 9 there. And highlight this. The movie clip we made out of that base. And we're going to go to tint. And tint it any color we want, really. Let's see. Let's give it a deep tint of... Yeah, that one right there looks good. Right about there, make it purple. Any colors you want, really. And you can make it animate to do anything you want, really. And let's go ahead and press F6 on the next keyframe that corresponds to the out. And then press F6 on the last keyframe. And on the last one, you're going to highlight that and hit the symbol and take the tint away by pressing none here. Then press the center again and press control, create motion tween. Now we have a motion tween going in and out on both. So when the mouse goes over it, this is its up state, and the mouse goes over it, it does that. The mouse goes away from it, it animates back out to its normal state, and it doesn't stop here, it loops back to frame 1, and then it stops. Okay. Looks like we have one more frame there. That's fine. Actually, let's move it in so they're even. Get rid of all these. Let's see, highlight all these. Yeah. Remove frames. Okay, now the tween distances are even, same amount of frames. And that's it. That's pretty much it. That's all you want to do inside of the button symbol. And go back out into scene 1 by clicking scene 1 here. And now we can put some code to make all of that, this button 1 instance, get all of those animations working, the timeline animations inside of it. So we'll hit the actions layer, press control, not control, but F9. You open your actions panel. Now we're going to start the action script that will get the buttons working. First I'm going to make one button, then I'll make another button and show you how you can duplicate it. So you hit the F9, go into the actions panel, and we're going to type in the function for the first button. Function space btn1 is the instance name we gave it. And this is event colon mouse event. The event is a mouse event. And we also want to put a void in here. And then a curly brace. I'm going to close up the curly bracket there. A curly brace, whatever you call that stupid thing. And then btn1 dot do and play over that over instance we made, or the over frame label we made inside the movie clip. That's what's going to play here. Alright, that's closed up. Okay, so now we have function button 1 event, mouse event, button 1, go to and play over. That's exactly what we want. So let's press Control C, highlight it all, press Control C, and under it, let's paste Control V, and button 1, mouse event, rename this out. And actually, we have to give these a different one here, so let's put over. So now this says btn1over is the function name, and this function name is btn1out. And then let's put our listeners in for both of those right now. So let's say btn1.addEventListener, and this is the mouse event we're listening for. Mouse event dot rollover. These all have to be capital. Rollover. And we'll put a comma and the button function name now. BTN1Over. And then we close that up. And we'll highlight all that. Control C. Press enter. Control V under it. And change this to say roll out instead of over. Roll out. And change this to say out as well. Now it's listening for the button 1 out function and the button 1 over function that we just created up top here. And I think that should do it. And to make more buttons, let's make another button. Let's press Control C. And you can make as many of these as you want by putting all these in. And let's make this a 2. Keep everything else the same. Just change all the BTN1 to BTN2. Everywhere it says BTN1 in there, change it to BTN2. And now you have your second button functions all set up and ready to go. And to put to make it navigate to a URL on mouse down or something, you just add another function, BTN1 down. And you add a listener, BTN1 down here, and it would say mouse event, mouse down, or click, whichever one you want. Okay, so the buttons are set up to do their animations. So now we need a second button. So we're going to highlight this button, and actually we're going to go into the library first and highlight where it says button, right click it, duplicate it, and it'll say BTN copy, and open movie clip, and you say okay, and then press control, highlight this one, press control C, control shift V, move it down, and swap it now. We're going to swap it for the duplication we just made in the library, and now this is instance of BTN copy, and instance name BTN1, change to BTN2. Now we have BTN1, instance of BTN on the top one, BTN copy, BTN2 is the instance name. So now we'll go into this one and change that where it says BTN1 to BTN2. And like I said, you make 10 of those if you want pretty easily. Alright, now we're back on scene 1. Let's publish out, see if this works. Yep, as you can see, they're nice animated buttons. They have a rollover effect. Actually, let's go back into the file and change the frame rate to a nice healthy 24. And then publish out. Much better. Nice animated buttons. Now this FLA is going to be available where this video is playing, so you won't have any questions about how it works, or you can't get your code wrong because it's all right there. And like I said, to add functions to make it go to different movie clips in your file or to go to a URL, you just add the button 2 down and then a button function that would be ready and set up for the down event. Make it go to a URL. That's pretty much it. That's how you make animated buttons. Like I said, you can make a whole bunch down through there. They can look like whatever you want them to look like. They can resize. Instead of changing color, you can animate them to bulge and get bigger, smaller, whatever you want to do. So that's the end of that one. That was pretty simple, and we'll see you next lesson.